What's life like at 75, Graham?
Challenging.
Yeah?
Yeah. I realize that I'm coming to the end. Mm-hmm. I realize that I want to live until I'm 1,000. I realize that I might drop dead in the middle of this conversation. I realize all that. And it's I tell you what happens at 75. You can't tolerate bullshit anymore. You know, I mean, you run out of patience for people that are lying to you or BSing you. And at this age, I have no time for that. And I keep it out of my life as much as I can.
I think it's great that you recognize that, because so many people just go through life, you know, letting that happen to them, just letting people influence them in maybe a negative way. How do you avoid that?
I think 75 years of experience of living on this planet,
sure,
and particularly in living the life I've led, you know, traveling to every major city in the world, doing concerts for years and years and years, and, you know, having people come up to me and say that our music is the soundtrack of their life, having a call from a friend from Kathmandu in Nepal saying she's sitting at a coffee shop and teaching children is playing on the jukebox. I mean, life is incredible. Yes, we are facing insanity now, particularly in America, particularly with the Trump administration. But you know what? Physics. And by that, I mean pendulums. And by that, I mean that the pendulum has swung so far to the right, but it will come back.
Absolutely.
Because that's physics.
I know, obviously, in your music, you've talked a lot about things that you're passionate about. I know the environment is one thing you feel strongly about. How do you look at this world right now and what's going on with the environment? And what can we do? And where are we at this point? What are your thoughts, Graham?
I think we've been trained to shut up, lie down while the robbers and sellers another pair of sneakers and another cola. I think that the corporations are running this world. I think that the quest for money and the greed for money is threatening the very planet. I think that we're physically seeing the results of climate change as we speak this morning. And I think it's going to get much worse. And I think that people are going to suffer greatly. Having said that, you have to make the best of what you've got. And that's what we're trying to do. It's just trying to do our best to make the world a better place for ourselves and our kids.